Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Come on, Hugh, believe.
I do believe.
Fully believe.
I do.
But it's June, you said.
I mean, it's you know, it's a lot of baseball left to be played.
Yeah, but
now.
You can believe in June. You can fully believe in June.
I believe in this team.
Yeah,
I think it's going to be a great weekend.
I know it's going to happen.
It's going to be a great weekend.
I can feel this already on Monday.
What's that?
I come in here Monday after a sweep of the Mets, say, print the World Series tickets. And you say, Joe, it's June. Calm down.
Oh, yeah, I'm definitely going to do that.
Oh, come on.
That's where I predict my weekend, or the weekend's going to go great. That's where I'm going to predict I'm going to be. Yeah. Hey, Joe, calm just a little bit.
Yeah. So I'll be mad at you baseball. Monday.
Yeah. When aren't you mad at me? I mean, like, we've gotten to the point now where it's like, you know what I mean? It's like, different day, same attitude, different topic. It is what it is.
Yeah, I get it. All right, can the Phillies turn you into a true believer with a series win over the Mets? It is our Twitter poll question here. Early on, 72% yes, and 27.8% or Hugh Douglas
burners. It's
going to
be a great weekend.
It better be. Let's get some wins over the Mets. I'm tired of losing that team. 4-12, their last 16 against the Mets, dating back to London last year. All right, before we go back to the phones, and we'll tell everyone in a few minutes what we're doing to give away an incredible prize today. Here we got some news here, and it's good news.
What we got?
On Bryce Harper.
Well, okay.
This from John Clark yesterday. Good news on Bryce Harper. He is back in Philly with the team in Miami. He started to throw today. He had been taking grounders. He also started swinging a bat. Manager Rob Thompson said he is hopeful that Bryce may be able to hit off a tee tomorrow. So we're progressing the right way on Bryce Harper. And then this is still in my head from a couple days ago. Was this Tuesday? I think it was Dave Dombrowski.
Yeah.
Here's Dombrowski on Harper and kind of where this is going now.
Well, I'm not concerned from what the doctors tell me as far as any type of long-term repercussions. They have found what the issue is, and they've been able to deal with that. Now it's a matter of when he can feel comfortable to play. I don't really know when that's going to be. I don't think it's going to be a long, long time down the road. But and he continues to make strides on a daily basis. But it really will be a matter up to him. He's been cleared to go ahead and get back in the lineup whenever he feels comfortable to do that. So he has to work through some things and just in the rehab process, and he's doing that. So I'm not sure the exact return date at this time, but we'll just have to play through it with him. And he works hard and is following the instructions that he needs to follow. So hopefully they'll get him back much sooner than, like I said, later down the line.
It was an odd grouping of words there. By Dombrowski, because and second, you know, portions of that, it makes you feel like what's going on. Then other portions, you're like, maybe he's really close, right? Because when he did say the words, he's been cleared to return when he's comfortable. So that makes me wonder if this thing could be quicker than we think. Like, could Bryce Harper just show up one day way quicker than we assume? Like, we just get the notification, Phillies have activated Bryce Harper, he's in the lineup tonight. It wouldn't shock me if that happens soonish with this guy. Because remember last year he hurt his hip or his hamstring? Right?
Yeah, I thought it was the hammy.
Hammy, right around this time of the year. We thought it'd be a while, and then he just showed up back up like 10 days later for the Dodgers series. He does this, Hugh. He shows up when you think he's going to be out a while. He kind of just arrives back.
Kind of like Hulk Hogan when he gets hit and falls down, and you know, you think he's out,
he's
down and out.
He's staggering after the chair
and
shot.
And then he puts the arm up and the crowd goes crazy.
Yes.
You think that's what's going to happen this weekend? Wow. Kind of feels like you feel like it might be this weekend.
Nothing would surprise me. Boy, that would be a boost if we get Harper back in the lineup.
My thing is this. Like, you haven't been hitting in a while. And from per reports, you haven't really ramped up to going against live pitching,
right,
correct?
Right.
Wouldn't that be a little premature?
It probably would.
It'd be a little bit premature,
I would think.
Yeah. That's a lot, though.
But
his Bryce Harper.
I mean, he just kind of goes by the beat of his own drum when it comes to this kind of stuff.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's true.
The guy on the fly kind of learned to play first base and then just did it.
And did a hell of a job playing it.
Yeah. Some players like that. Some guys need a ramp up. Some guys
just get out. Yeah.
When he broke his thumb in 2022, obviously he was out months, right? So he needed a rehab at AAA, right? Like they sent him to Lehigh to try to get his timing back. He only stayed there for like 2 days.
What I was about to say. Somebody else did. Somebody didn't even go to AAA.
I think it was last year.
Trey didn't go. Yeah, he didn't go.
But like, I think when Bryce went to the AAA rehab in 2022, the idea was he's going to stay a week or so. And then two days later, he's like, I'm coming back. So I'm not predicting he's going to play tonight. I'm just saying between the Dabrowski thing on Tuesday and then the good news update yesterday, nothing surprises me when it comes to Harper.
He's getting ready to go.
All right, well,
And like Ron said, this gauntlet that we're about to run, it'd be great to have him back.
It sure would. 215-592-9494. Where do you come down? And should Harper, do you think because of the gauntlet, because these games are so big, do you think he should push to get back soon?
I think
tonight might be extreme, but you know what I mean? Like, should he push the envelope to try to make it back during this run of big games?
I need Bryce Harper to be healthy.
Okay.
And like I said, I've been saying for the last couple of weeks, Joe, for whatever reason, it just feels like, not accusing anybody of anything, it just feels like this training staff has kind of, you know, I mean, they've missed a few things, if you will. I'm not saying they did anything wrong because I don't know. I don't know the protocol or whatever how they operate.
Right.
But when you talk about the Aaron Nola thing, when you talk about the Bryce Harper thing, and we got to this point, it just feels like they've been a little late to the party lately. Just a little bit.
Yeah, well, it does. I mean, look, the Aaron Nola thing. By the way, we got an update on Nola yesterday. Yesterday they called up Buddy Kennedy to come to the major leagues.
It's a great name.
It is a good name. It's a great baseball name, Buddy Kennedy. So Weston Wilson goes down, Buddy Kennedy up. And along with that, they transferred Aaron Nola from the 10-day injured list to the 60-day injured list, which I think scares people, but it really is just it's like a procedural thing. So it's like an open up a roster spot because Nola wasn't coming back within the 60 days anyway. I mean, he told us last week, 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think it really changed anything, but it does clarify Nola's not coming back until he said, which is probably post July. 215-592-9494. Should Bryce push to get back a little quicker here? Kyle, what do you think? You think we could have a Bryce Harper surprise appearance this weekend?
I mean, I would love it. I don't know if we need him right now. Like, come back when you're ready, dude. When he came back last season, I'm not sure if I'm remembering correctly, but didn't he start off? I think he got a hit right when he got back.
Well, he rushed back for that Dodgers series. He wanted to play Ohtani.
I know, but then he tapered off a little bit, and it was almost like a hole in the lineup. And I understand that he's Bryce Harper, but like when he's not hitting, it's just another guy in the lineup that's not hitting. And I know the lineup's not—they're not going crazy right now, but they're sustaining. They're fine. Like, I don't know if I want to. If I want to knock anybody out of it right now just to get, like, and now's not the time to get Bryce Harper and his timing back against the Mets. Like, we need to win this series.
Yeah, this is where I'll side with it is still June Douglas over here. We don't need to rush him back if he's not feeling full strength.
I definitely don't think we need to rush
him back. It'd be fun to have him. I'm not rushing him back into the lineup tonight. 215-592-9494. All right, can the Phillies turn you into true believers with a series win this weekend? They can for me. I've been held back. I've held back fully believing in this team all year. Like, I understand they're good. The starting pitching is excellent. They have a shot if they make the right kind of moves, the deadline. But I'll tell you, that Mets series in April, It's stuck inside as much as any good that's happened this year. Like, there's been some good, right? They beat the Cubs in two series. They've gotten hot two or three different times. They've had nice series. They beat the Dodgers here in April.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's still like I have a bad taste in my mouth after that April series where the Mets swept them. The Mets last year were in their head the whole second half of the year, including the postseason. I need to beat the Mets. Then I'll fully believe. Chris in Middletown. What's up, Chris?
Happy first day of summer, man.
Happy first day of summer. It is. First day of summer, big series. There's a lot going on here, Chris.
Guys, everything's pointing in the right direction. The weather, summer's here, and our fills are going right. I want to make a prediction. If we win this series without Bryce and without Alvarado, who's going to also give us some regular season help when he comes back, and I know Dave is going to make some moves, but guys, if we win the series, Joe, I want you to call Jolly on the air and tell him it's over. NL East is locked up. Over. Done.
Well, those of us that saw it early last year were correct. The NL East was over in June last year. It belonged to the Phillies, and this week it can go a long way to getting my brain back there, Chris. We need a win this weekend. We need it.
Yeah, absolutely. But guys, can I call out some fraudulent hosts on WIP?
Sure. Yeah. Why not?
So I do have to say, when I saw Jack Fritz at the Chesapeake Inn, I pat him on the arm, and when I did that, I said, "Oh wow, Jack. Looks like you've been working out a little bit. You're going to the gym?" And he goes, "Nah, just doing about 40 push-ups a day." So here's where the fraudulence comes in. If Fritz can do 40 push-ups a day, and it's noticeable that he's doing 40 push-ups a day, how in the world is Spike, that looks like Skeletor, doing 250 push-ups a day?
Well, this, you know, without the name-calling, this is what Hugh has been, I think, trying to... This is what Hugh's been on.
How I get pulled into this
conversation? Well, because isn't that your premise here?
Like,
We don't do the name calling. But
I didn't say anything. I didn't even roll my mouth.
Your premise is, let me correct me if I'm wrong, because he's saying Jack told him he's doing 40 push-ups a day. Jack's got in better shape. So Chris is saying, for the 40 push-ups look noticeable on Jack, how does 250 not have some sort of noticeable reaction to Spike? I feel like that's where the space you've lied for a couple months now.
You know I've been in that space.
I know you've been in that space.
Now. But me and Spike have also, you know, we've extended olive branches.
Oh, wait, is it a truce now? We're not doing this push-up thing?
Well,
come on.
No, that's my movie, buddy. That's my movie.
You go on one movie date and now we can't do the push-up?
You know what? We're supposed to go. And listen, we were supposed to go on a date tonight, but I have to go out of town.
You guys are unbelievable. You guys are unbelievable.
But,
cop out Douglas
but
over
Chris,
here.
To answer you, okay, to answer your question, that was a conversation that was had asking, you know, if Spike's doing that many push-ups, why doesn't he look a little bit more, what the kids call brolic? He don't look brolic at all. He don't. And I was kind of wondering.
And you know what? I'm starting to think, we're going to have a new nickname for him. I know you don't like nicknames here, Joe, but we're going to start calling him Nola because, you know, he went out with the initial back injury and then, you know, there's still no push-up contest. What happened to that? It's just disappeared and kind of flew into the wind. And now we hear Spike's cozying up to Hugh so he doesn't show him up in the contest?
See, because yeah. I know Spike's probably listening. He's not cozy. We are movie buddies, and we
this
have had.
This is unbelievable.
This sounds like a Cowboy Jim tactic.
This
here.
Is not a
it
cowboy.
It is. Everyone knows this the bet. What, he buy you popcorn? Cowboy. Everyone knows you buy you something, and he will leave you alone forever.
I think. No, he bought the tickets. I bought the popcorn. So this date, I have to buy the tickets.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, that's how we do it.
Okay, I'm going to let you go, but I want everybody to get out, enjoy the day, because it's. S-U-M-M-E-R, summer!
Chris, S-U-M-M-E-R, summer.
I thought that was an F-U, and I was...
I did, too.
I thought it was F-U, and then I was waiting for the Mets.
Look, if you did F-U-M-E-T-S, that's...
Acceptable.
That's one thing.
Yeah. If you throw the other...
That won't get you banned. That won't get you banned.
Yeah, what's the rules on spelling the letters without saying the word?
Would probably dump it sure.
It's probably the best. I never thought about it. No one ever spelled that one out for us. Yeah. Like, hey, you could can't say it, but you could spell it. All right, 215-592-9494. Before we go back to the phones here, we do have an incredible prize to give away today. And we're giving everyone a break from Hughes Clues on a Friday because you need it. We have a pair of tickets. Phillies, Padres, Tuesday, July 1st. Go out to the game with us. 6:30 p.m. is the first pitch. It is a fireworks night, Xfinity fireworks show after the game. For tickets, visit Phillies.com or you can win them with us. It is a Friday, which means it's a tri-day.
It's a tri-day Friday.
It's tri-day, tri-day, Hugh and Joe on Fridays.
All right, well, I am one of, I think, hundreds of thousands of people in the area that were without power last night.
Yeah.
Now, hopefully, people...
That storm was bad, too.
Yeah,
man.
And it was quick. It was like a powerful, quick storm. It rolled through my neighborhood at like 5:45. It was stopped raining by like 6:30. But the damage was done. We didn't have power all last night. I don't know if there's power right now at home. There wasn't when I left this morning. We'll see. But, you know, what got us thinking, Hugh, today for a tri-day... Something to do that doesn't require electricity. Like, you know, just picture yourself. Maybe you are in this situation right now. But, like, the power's out. Something to pass the time. Something to do that doesn't require any electricity. You got any ideas?
I got a few.
It's a family show. Yeah. I just wanted you to know that.
And slather Vaseline on me. See, You paint me in a bad light.
And you started giggling.
Because listen, I know for a fact, when you said that, half the people, went straight there.
Okay.
It went straight there.
Get your head out of the gutter, dude.
I'm just saying, I'm not the only one.
Well,
don't y'all try to paint me with a broad brush.
Well, I know that's out of the way. So let's say besides that,
okay.
Who's going to be the first to actually say it? Though?
Well, I don't know, but you know what?
You did.
I didn't say anything.
You said it without saying it.
I giggled. What is a giggle? I giggle every day.
You people saw it. They saw right through you. Okay, they saw exactly.
No,
what you were
like
thinking.
I wonder what you people think about that.
Well,
I'm pretty sure they're going to chime in.
I'm curious. What the best answer would be. The best answer we get today to something you could do to pass the time without any electricity. You know what would be out? You know what's not an option?
What's that?
Your movie dates with Spike. Can't go to the movie. You need electricity at the movie theater.
It feels funny when you say date.
You said that.
Well, I did, but after I said it, I was like, oh, that sounds kind of funny.
But you can't tell us how to say it now that you
no,
said
I'm just
it.
Saying, because it's like when we go on this, we go on our movie outing, he goes home and I go home.
Yeah, now, right,
you know what I mean?
Well,
but
I
when you say date, it sounds like you know.
Did anyone assume you guys didn't retire to your own quarters?
I'm just saying. I just like when you say date, it just, you know, sound like, you know, might be some extracurriculars after that.
I didn't think that. And then I don't know where your mind is today.
It's not like that.
215-592-9494. All right, let's go to the phone lines here. Can the Mets fully make you can the Phillies fully make you a believer this weekend? They beat the Mets. And, of course, Tri-Day Friday, something to do that requires zero electricity, as a lot of us in the area are without power. Rob in Westchester. Hey, Rob.
Hi there. So should I answer the question first? Because I got a pretty good idea.
Sure. Yeah.
Go for it.
What do you got?
Oh, man. I just want to throw a football around. Toss the rock. You don't need electricity for
that. So, Rob, you don't. So now what becomes challenging? It's a good answer. But what becomes challenging, like in my house last night, you know, this happened at like 6:30. So by like 8:30, Those lights go out, Rob. The sun goes away.
Yeah, it's a little dark.
So then we had a transition to the, you know, we got to figure out the flashlight situation. So, but I like that one. Throw a football around, especially if it's nice weather after the storm. All right, Rob, what do you got on the Phillies?
All right, so I got a little stigma I live by. My friend taught me this a couple years ago. The season doesn't really start until after the break.
The All-Star break.
Right now. Yeah, the All-Star break and all that. And I mean, I get it. I believe it. I mean, most World Series champions are best, like the hottest teams after the break. Right now, I think it's totally different, though, with the Phils and the Mets. I mean, this is a rivalry that for the past couple years, it's been ugly for us. Like, it's exhausting. I hate them more than I hate the Celtics, the Cowboys combined, probably. I mean, it's getting me sick. Soto signed in there, kept me up at night, I won't lie, but I think the Phils have a time now to just show up. Like a couple years ago when we made it in 2022, we had a mid-season crisis with Schwarber freaking out on Angel Hernandez, that bad call. Something bad's got to happen and set the tone. I think Castellanos with his gesture on Monday night is kind of giving me that similar vibe, and I think it's going to bring us some energy in the clubhouse that we need. A little too friendly over there now. And it's just going to give us the right energy, that gritty energy that we need back, that we should because it's Philly.
Yeah, I need an edge, Rob. But yeah, I feel like the Mets in these games play with an edge, and the Phillies, for whatever reason, they don't. It just feels like the Mets are in their heads, and I hate it. And I need it. You're right. The last year has been horrendous against them because it feels like they win all these games, and I need to change that. Rob, good phone call. We appreciate it. Yeah, Hugh, like the idea, the Mets, I've thought since the beginning of the year, the Mets are slightly better, but it shouldn't be. It shouldn't be 4-12 in the last 16. Like, that tells me something's off.
It shouldn't be that lopsided. Mm-mm. No, I get what you're saying with that. And I think a lot of this is because of the way the playoffs went.
Yes.
And things of that nature. And then coming into this season, not changing a whole lot. Early in the season. Caught them early in the season, too. So I think now that, you know, we've had a little bit of adversity as far as the team, as far as the club, and, then, you know, in the locker room and everything. Mm-hmm. So I think that, yeah, this is the weekend where you get everything, all the stars align for you, and you go out there and you take care of business.
Yeah, also, I want them to panic. I mean, like, if they've lost six in a row, right? Let's just say the Phillies sweep this weekend. That means they'll have lost 9 in a row. That's panic time for them up there. Like, is their season falling apart? Did they fire the manager? I mean, you know how this works. I mean, the media up there will be like sharks with blood in the water. If they lose 9 in a row, including getting swept here, the Mets could free fall the other way. That's what I need. Let's go to Justin in Yonkers. What's up, Justin?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
You got it, Justin. What's up, buddy?
And real quick, I have a gripe with something a previous caller said. He said the Phillies are either going to win the division or they're not going to make the playoffs. And Joe, I don't know how you even let him fly with that.
Well, I was trying to say I don't necessarily agree with that.
You didn't want to waste your time on it.
Well, yeah, because then we get bogged down with that. Now, I do think the West is really good, and I'm not 1,000% positive the East gets two teams in. But if I had to guess right now, Justin, I would guess both the Mets and Phillies are going to make the playoffs.
Yeah. The Phillies are -800, right? Yeah. I'd make the playoffs if that matters. But, yeah. Yep. But anyway, about this series. We need to win this series. I'll take 2 out of 3. A sweep would be a dream, but like, and you said it, like tonight, you need to win tonight because you got Wheeler on the mound and you got some guy I've never heard of pitching for them. And I don't really like the matchup Sunday. We never hit that guy Peterson. So you need to win tonight. And this Mets team is reeling. You need to jump on them right now. Like, they're falling apart. They got Senga, McGill on the IL. They're like, you got to smell blood in the water tonight and you got to pounce. And really, I just can't deal with them losing the series and listening to WIP Monday, because every Phillies doubter and hater will come out of the woodwork and be calling Monday and say they can't beat the Mets.
That'd be a rough. Yeah, that's going to be a
rough. It'll be a morgue. Yeah, we'll feel as much as the losing streak or the Pirates series was annoying, frustrating. It'll feel like a different kind of disappointment if they, especially Justin, because you said it, their pitching is down, right? Like this weekend, we're seeing a guy never heard of tonight, Griffin Canning tomorrow, who's been a nice reclamation project for them, but like he's nothing special. And then Peterson, who gives us some trouble on Sunday. This is all set up to be a 2 out of 3 Philly series. Anything less, it's not good enough. Justin, what do you got for us in terms of something to do when the power's out?
I didn't have too many good ideas. I'll just say, intimate relations with your woman.
You know what? Hugh said, what time did you say the first one would be?
Well, Max said 11, so that's probably about in the wheelhouse.
Yeah, Justin, we appreciate the phone call. All right, so it's off the board now. So if you give that answer, there's no way you can win because Justin grabbed it first, as he described it as intimate relations.
Intimate relations.
Yeah, there was the first one. We knew it'd be. How about?
Oh yeah, that was gonna be.
I would have rolled him until he told me no.
I hate you, pal.
I mean, you said it. He didn't doctor the audio.
I'm just saying, man.
You didn't realize when you said that what that would become.
No, I didn't.
You didn't.
It didn't. But most of the times when I say,
I knew it right away.
Oh, I think everyone else listening did. Yeah.
Sometimes you just know.
Now I don't know if
you just have a feeling.
I don't know if anyone quite thought a year and a half later we'd still be getting giggles and laughs out of it, but
because we're childish. It's a big part of
it. Hold on. Threw out this side topic, this tri-day thing, you were giggling.
Yes.
You were
childish.
Yeah, okay.
I said we. I didn't exclude me. I said we are childish.
Yeah, but you looked at me when you said that, Kyle.
Yeah, I did. Yeah. Because we are childish. Well, I'm not here by myself. Why do you think they put us together? Because we're childish.
That's probably true. All right, 215-592-9495. All right, can a series win this weekend turn you into a full Phillies believer? Or are you still stuck in the wake me up in October days?
Wake me up before you go.
Or it's still June Douglas over here. And speaking of October, the way these starters have been pitching made me wonder where people fall on something when we do get to October. That's coming up. 215-592-9494. Pair of Phil's tickets on the line today to the game on Tuesday, July 1st. We're looking for the best thing for Tri-Day that you can do when the power is out, which it is for many of us right now in the area. 215-592-949 for Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Winning on the field starts with how you recover off the field. And nobody helps you bounce back like my team at the Mattress Warehouse. And this 4th of July, you can celebrate with big savings at the Mattress Warehouse with up to $1,200 Mattress Warehouse-wide. Right now, you can save $500 on a Tempur-Pedic best-selling Breeze mattress designed to feel 10 degrees cooler all night, every night, especially if your power go out and, you know, you're doing, like, adult things. It could, you know, if you're on a cool mattress, because the AC is probably out, you could, you know I'm going with this. And you get $300 in free accessories with your purchase. So I suggest, if you're going to get the bed, you might as well get the pillows too, because the pillows could probably come in handy, you know, when you're on that cool mattress doing, you know, the grown-up stuff that you like to do. So do what I did. Come in today and sleep better tonight during the Mattress Warehouse 4th of July sale. Shop the entire selection and find the location nearest you at MattressWarehouse.com, MattressWarehouse.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.